Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. President Biden has signed a $1.2 trillion government funding bill that will keep federal agencies running through September. NPR's Deepa Shivaram reports the Senate voted to pass the measure after last-minute negotiations to avert a partial shutdown.
In a statement, President Biden acknowledged that the funding bill, which the Senate passed overnight, was a compromise, and neither Democrats nor Republicans got everything they wanted. But he said it was still, quote, good news for the American people. He specifically mentioned that the bill expands access to childcare, invests in cancer research, and provides some resources to the southern border. But Biden called on Congress to do more. He said the House needed to pass the national security bill that would provide more funding to Ukraine and its war against Russia. And he called on Congress to pass the bipartisan border bill, which failed last month. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News.
The National Security Council says ISIS was responsible for the mass shooting that left more than 130 people dead at a concert hall in Moscow yesterday. NPR's Charles Maines reports Russian President Vladimir Putin is vowing retribution, blaming Ukraine for the attack.
In an address to the nation, President Putin said authorities had arrested 11 people in connection with the attack, including the four gunmen he said were primarily responsible. Putin said those who had shot and killed innocent civilians had been detained on their way to the Ukrainian border, where Ukrainians had arranged to smuggle them to safety. Ukraine has denied any involvement in the attack. The Russian leader made no mention of any possible role by the Islamic State. Neither did he refer to American warnings issued 2 weeks ago that the U.S. had credible reports of an imminent attack by extremists on a public event in Moscow. The Russian leader later dismissed the American claims as fear-mongering. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
The power grid in Texas is facing the possibility of a series of outages. Jerry Clayton from Texas Public Radio reports operators have underestimated growth in the state.
The Electric Reliability Council of Texas told regulators it misjudged the need to increase transmission capacity between the northern and southern parts of the state because they underestimated the explosive growth in the San Antonio, Central Texas, and Dallas areas. The grid operator has come up with an emergency plan that includes curtailing about 250 megawatts of electricity throughout the system when demand is high. They say this would stave off emergency situations where the grid was close to collapse, as happened in September of last year and during the disastrous February freeze in 2021. I'm Jerry Clayton in San Antonio.
This is NPR News. Vice President Kamala Harris visited a high school in Parkland, Florida today, where a gunman killed 17 people in 2018. During her visit, Harris called for more states to pass red flag laws, which allow authorities to take guns away from those who are seen as a danger to themselves or others. Hundreds of musicians, indie rock performers, and artists are convening in Boise, Idaho this weekend. NPR's Kirk Sigler reports the Treefort Festival is seen as an important venue for artists from more conservative rural areas to get noticed.
Treefort attracts big indie icons to its main stage like Nico Case and Devendra Banhart this year, but it's also a space for emerging artists who come here from more rural places looking to get noticed, such as the Montana-based band Gilda House. Treefort co-founder Megan Stahl says the festival started 12 years ago trying to attract bands right after South by Southwest, but now it's its own big thing.
You know, South by Southwest has grown so much in its own way, and Boise has grown so much in its own way, and Treefort has kind of grown with that.
Stahl says Boise is a more liberal, arts-friendly haven for many artists coming from more conservative rural areas in the Northwest. Treefort has everything from music to lectures to drag performances. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Boise.
Stellantis has issued a recall for more than 300,000 Dodge and Chrysler sedans. The automaker says the side airbag inflators can explode with too much force. This is NPR.